and all this wonderful stuff, and I look at people that God is about to call to service, a parent that had spoken, what a wonderful word Pastor Sanyalu, Pastor Sarah, and Daddy Heritage, amazing. Pastor Moses Siasia, amazing. Powerful word. I've got just short word to share with you quickly. You may be seated. Thank you. Powerful. Thank you. John chapter 3. On Thursday and Friday, especially Friday, the Lord had already spoken to us, Spark Nation, on Thursday. And I believe these are words in season. These are things that God is using to prepare us and sharpen us, sharpen and shaping us for the nations. I thought you would join energy with me this morning. Or am I in the wrong church this morning? If you walk with me, I'll walk with you quickly. God is shaping us and getting ready for the nations. Began to speak to us on Thursday about what? Can anyone remind me? Yes, no? Experiment? Injection? Yeah? Awesome. The three gates. Pastor Sam started by telling us about the gates. I want to share something powerful with you, but your reaction will let me know if you are ready or not. Because if I don't get that readiness from you, then I will just do a detour. We're going to John chapter 3. We got to the gate called Zion on Thursday night. Pastor Sam began to speak about all the other gates. The gate called Benjamin. Oh my God. Joseph's gate, which is the economic gate. The people would change the landscape of a whole nation. Joseph was sold into slavery at a young age, tested by the word. I love the fact that the Bible says there, meaning you're going there now, that until the word of the Lord tested him, it was a chemical test from the Lord, a scientific experiment. This man called Joseph, when he was ready, the chains on his leg, the slavery of Babylon could not hold him down, because the word is superior to the chains of the world. So, because of this test, I want to do something quickly this morning. We're going to compare and contrast the word test with the word test. We're going to balance these two equations. And we're going to see which one wins at last. But that's if you are ready for me. 3G is always too slow for me. I needed to struggle a bit on Friday, right? And on Friday, we came to the greatest test of all the tests, called the born again test. And that's where I'm going this morning. How can a man, where after that he is old, be born again? There's going to be another kind of test. And another kind of baby is going to come out of a woman called Mary. I want you to remember that the day that John the Baptist was going to be conceived, the dad was in the lab. We're not going to do this morning, Holy Spirit. Let me reserve this for Africa, Lord. Please. No, you don't look like you are. The father of John to be, Zacharias, was in the laboratory mixing old chemicals. It is called Old Testament. He was mixing something up, so when the Holy Ghost, when the angel appeared to him and said, "You're going to have a child," he doesn't understand this kind of chemical. So he said, "How can this be that I would just... my wife has been barren for many years. How can it be that she, her womb will be open?" The Spirit of God said, this guy doesn't understand this chemical. So they had to shut his mouth. I'm going somewhere this afternoon. but not for Mary. The moment Mary was told, and she said, how can these things be? The Bible says, the angel said, the Spirit of God. This was a chemical mixture. The Spirit of God will overshadow you. What has not happened before will happen. So look at the first test now. Zacharias as a barren woman that was looking for a child. Yeah? Mary was a woman not looking for a child, but will be empowered. I'm going somewhere this morning. Will be empowered to give birth to the one upon whom shoulder the nations will be upon. But how will this child come? Not of the flesh, because anything born of the flesh is limited to the flesh. Anything that comes from the flesh will be subdued eventually by the flesh. So something is going to happen here. So on Friday we talked about the born again experience. That it is not that you don't smoke anymore. It is not that you don't drink anymore. The born again experience is what puts you on the pedestal of people who were born into wealth. So we gave an example. 1 Corinthians. For you notice your calling, brethren, that not many of you according to the wise of this world. So you see people who were born with a certain color, they have bigger advantage. People who were born with certain kind of brilliance, they go to the best school. So God says, that's fine. What I'm going to do is when I lay hold of the foolish people of this world and they become born again, their being born will be of noble birth. So now you can compete on the same ground with them, even though you were born from a disadvantaged background. Come. How old are you near? Talk to me. She's 17. This is near. 17-year-old girl. What secondary school did you go to, or are you going to?
I didn't go to secondary
school. You didn't go to secondary school. That means you're not in college yet. But let me tell you something. Huh? Perfect, right? I didn't even know why I picked you. Kaliata. Libradoza. But you sit near, right? Are you born again?
Yes, sir.
So how does Nea know her destiny? She's coming to Christ. How does she know her destiny? She came into a spark nation and she was born into the family of a father that is more brilliant than the Harvard graduates. So you see, the lady I'm holding in my hands can go from here and become the CEO of the biggest bank in the nations of the earth. Why is that? Because she's born again. But you know what the church taught us? If she's born again means she doesn't smoke anymore. God says it's bigger than that. Because, listen, sit down. Because the prototype, the firstborn of the dead, remember Jesus was born by a single mother. Remember Jesus was born in a manger. Remember his background was humbling. Animals, like in the Ark of Noah. That's where he was born, in the Ark of Noah, signifying the destruction of the earth. That a savior, when the earth is going to be destroyed, a savior will come out of a manger. That is God speaking that salvation will come from the Ark of Noah. I'm going somewhere with this morning. That the power to save the world will come from the Ark of Noah and not from the Tower of Babel. I said I'm going to the world and the world. The world destroyed itself at the Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel was the advancement of man. Economic empowerment. Brilliance of technology. But you see, the Ark of Noah was a spiritual home. Are you listening to me this morning? Born from a manger. Look at some of your backgrounds. You are like Pastor Moses said this morning, my background is not wealthy. However, when God is looking for a savior, it does not go to the Tower of Babel, because the Tower of Babel is an affront against him. It goes into the Ark of Noah, and he repeated that in Christ, that from this ark salvation will come to the nations. Listen, Boris is not going to be the solution to London's problem. Come, quickly, my friend. Thank you. She's going to be a solution. Remove this thing for me. I want to prophesy this morning, but I need you guys to prophesy with me. Malia Kataya, you are not talking, you know. Remove this thing, my friend. Sit down. You look at this lady and say, where were you born?
In Croydon.
Born in Croydon. What's your educational certificate?
Don't have one yet.
Are you born again?
Yes, sir.
So, I told you on Friday that kings don't become kings because they went to school. They were born into royalty. That's what makes them kings. So what am I saying this morning? The world is looking for a savior and it's a king, sister. It is not their certificate. That's why the world is still struggling today. They are using people with certificate instead of people born. You see, the problem is, I'm not born into royalty, yes, my friend. I'm not born into Bill Gates' family. So God had to arrange that my desperation, the abuses I went through in life, and when I was molested as a child, that my father was not there. God used all of that. I'm talking about you now. God used all of that to program my way into needing to be born again. Because he knows that even if my father was there, he's still not royalty. He still will not get me to where I need to get to in life. So all these experiences made me to come to be born into the family of God. And guess what? I've got a news for you this morning. In that family, there are different kinds of royalties. You are not listening to me. I said in God's family, when God gives birth, because he gives birth to the ark and the Levites, under and inside the ark were presidents. Why? Because time was there. You didn't hear me. So what do you mean president? The rod of Moses was there. In the ark, the rod of Moses was there. That is rulership. In the ark, are you listening to me? The jar for the manna was there. That is economic empowerment. That God showed them how to feed a nation that does not have agriculture. God showed them how to rain manna from heaven. So he told them to keep the jar in the ark. What solution did Joseph bring? Manna. The jar is the storage of food. The jar that is in that ark is food storage. Next to it is the rod of leadership. Everyone that knows how to give the nation food will end up being the ruler of that nation. Joseph knew how to give food to Egypt. Are you listening to me this afternoon? He knows how to give food to Egypt. And what did he become? The ruler of a nation that he has no citizenship there. And guess what the next thing there was? The book was there. The book of life was there. The education of the next generation. Josiah found that book at the age of 8, after 18 years. Go to the nations, friend, and begin to program 18 years old and below. At the age of 18, how old are you, Jade? 20. How old are you, Neil? 17. At the age of 18, Josiah found the book, guys. So whatever your age are, you're already old enough. I told you on Friday, God's system of rulership started at the age of 8, daddy. 8. God said, I positioned this guy, Josiah, to rule the most powerful nation on earth because he has the ability to do so. He was born into royalty. Christianity is not a religion, it's a royalty. It is royalty. It is your call. For you notice your calling. Sit down. Let me quickly finish this now. For you notice your calling, brethren. I've taught you this, and I needed to keep ringing bells in your ear, guys. Wherever nation you get to is yours. Why? Because you are born again. I love the way you were moving on the streets of Ghana. It is yours. Don't let leaders that God has... Let me tell you something. When the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When there is hardship in a nation, it's because the righteous are not ruling. Don't let their bigness, I don't care if it is Boris or Theresa, don't let their bigness intimidate you. Why? Because you are born again. Let me show you scriptures. John 3. Don't go anywhere. Are you in a hurry? Thank you. John 3. Talk to me from verse 1.
Now. There was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council.
Wait. Talk to me. He was a member of the Jewish ruling. This guy was a ruler and a member of the ruling council. Talk about position, man. Talk about importance. He's got it. But the Bible says there was a man. He knows he was going to be a worse man. Most of the men we will be fighting in nations are yesterday's men. Still put in position, their flesh, soul, people that God has rejected. And as long as they rule over a nation, they will never bring any solution. They can be Mr. Integrity all they like, it still will not bring solution. There was a man,
who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night.
When this guy saw the ruler of rulers, remember, Jesus was not titled a king until he got to the cross. These guys are rulers without crosses. It was on the cross that they said, "Behold your king." And the Jewish people were angry. They said, "Put it down." And Pilate said, "Whatever I've written, I've written." Stay with me. I want to show you something. It was not king by name, by birth, but a ruler who has paid for rulership, either because he now has money, or he has gone, in fact, because of his studies as Pharisee, they've put him as a member of the ruling party. Their party was in power. It was a ruler of the ruling party. Talk to me, Pastor.
He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God.
For he said, all our party know. We don't know God because they don't. But we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. We don't know God, but we know your teachings. We know your school of ideology.
for.
So what do you need to take a nation? And by nation, I mean every field of endeavor you find yourself in. You have a conviction. So what happens to people who become non-entities? They have no convictions. They listen to internet opinion. They feed on gossip. Those are the servants of tomorrow. Those are tomorrow's slaves in the making. They have no ideology that makes them walk in Goldman Sachs. They follow whatever Goldman Sachs gives them. They work like plantation guys. At the end of the month, Mr. Goldman gives them money and they go home. They have no conviction. Talk to me.
For no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not
with
him.
Verse 3, because of time.
Jesus replied,
uh-huh.
Very truly, I tell you,
what?
No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
He hasn't asked Jesus anything, but Jesus picked it. This ruler is looking for a kingdom. So why is he a ruler without a kingdom? What he's been ruling, the title he's been given, is not really a kingdom. He's not in charge of any law. It's just operating in a system. Boris cannot rule. He has not been prime minister for 2 weeks. He suffered his first defeat. Now that's not a ruler. That's a man looking for a kingdom. Now Jesus said here, he said no one can see this kingdom except one, he has to be born first, then he has to be born again. Talk to me now. He will explain what it means.
How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born.
In Canary Wharf, I ask you the question. Even someone said, well, they cannot be born again because they are old. Even if a child is 1 hour old, can he enter the womb back? Talk to me now. So it's not talking about old of age here. It's talking about their mind being set. It said, look, Nicodemus, you're already a ruler. You are old. The world has given you a system. Unless you resign as an apostle. Because an apostle, you're already old. But you will be born again if you resign as an apostle and you will enter the womb again. The womb is the earth. You will enter it again and you will be born. Then you are born into rulership, into kingdom. Meaning now, the things you will receive will not be the things you work for. It will be the things that God created in those 5 days. How shall a man? So it does not matter. Many people in church are not born again. They are not born again. People come to the altar and they carry their old life into it. They are still fetish. They still go for funny prayers. It is from their village. They still do those things. They are not born again. And the Bible says, if no matter how, even if you are ordained as a bishop, if you are not born again, you will not see the kingdom. You can cry. You can say, oh, if God is alive, why is all these bad things happening to me? Well, in this world, it is set up for bad things. But you see, this kingdom, the only entrance is to be born. But he will explain further.
Jesus answered.
What did he say?
Very truly, I tell you.
Saying what?
No one can enter the kingdom of God
except
unless they are born of water and the spirit.
That's not for today. God,
flesh gives birth to flesh.
That's where I'm going. Church, please listen to me now. Flesh only has ability to give birth to one thing. Flesh. As long as your qualification is your only road in, it will only give birth to limited things. Flesh begets flesh. If the manifestation of flesh, so how do you take the nations now? Please listen now. Kike, how do you take Hollywood? God told me to tell you, flesh. Come, actually. Quickly, my friend. Thank you. Flesh. Hollywood flesh would only give birth to Hollywood. Flesh. But the problem we have now is, you see, Hollywood flesh has advanced more. So if she wants to compete, it will take her flesh 60 years. 100 years if she's lucky. Yeah? Do you have your 3G representative for finances? Send them forward. Who? Just give me a name. Huh? Sheriff, come. It's prophesying Sunday. So, I saw him trading, making money for others or doing whatever he does. If he wants to use flesh, number one, where he's coming from, he would have no chance to become anything there. But by the Spirit, look at what Jesus says here.
But the Spirit gives birth to spirit.
So spirits also give birth. Someone said, who is your spiritual father? I said, nobody. There's no spiritual father or mother. It's my father. So how do spirits multiply on earth? By being born. Come, Ashley. It's Ashley. If I look at Ashley now and I say, Ashley is a pastor. Mr. Flesh will look at Ashley. How old are you? 99. 25. I'm just comparing you to Sheriff. Then they ask me, how is Sheriff an evangelist? He's just 17. Who asked that question? Mrs. Flesh. Mrs. Flesh says, Sheriff, because he was born in, where were you born? Huh? Kennington. Sheriff, I see you, mommy. I see your mom. Sheriff is born in Kennington. In their estate, nobody does well. Guess what? Because he's born there, he's already starting off disadvantaged. So Sheriff's journey, it doesn't matter if mommy takes him to church. Because if church is also flesh, as far as church is concerned, it's just Sheriff, it's mommy's son. Flesh. As far as the world is concerned, flesh called Jade is just a girl who gave birth at 15. Flesh. And so what the flesh will continuously do when political parties get her, they will say, tell your story, so that they can bring birth to more flesh. Flesh gives birth. So flesh is always giving birth. Always bringing forth. This morning, flesh is giving birth to flesh. Yeah? You work for flesh. Flesh pays you. You buy property from flesh. And that satisfies flesh. But what? Read on, sister.
But the Spirit gives birth to spirit.
So we want to choose one this morning. I want you to see the flesh is the world. What happened in Egypt? All the magicians and professors of Pharaoh, all of a sudden, they cannot discern the dream from the Spirit. Because the Spirit rules the world. The flesh manages the world. the spirit rules the world. I think you're hearing me better, my daughter. You see, this world, this is where I'm going. You see, it said the spirit, right? Gives birth to spirit. In the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, darkness was over the face of the earth. Flesh is darkness. And the surface of the deep was filled with darkness. But the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, was about to give birth. So this word was given birth to by a spiritual dimension. Are you going to stay with me this morning? Why do I know you will take the world if you are a spirit? So now, I don't care about what Jade's background is. I understand her flesh. And when I speak to her, when she becomes a pastor today, in your mom's head, flesh can exist. That's a problem. And if your mom or dad sits down and look at you as flesh, they'll say, she's my daughter. They gave birth to the flesh called Jade. But you see, I'm not a man of the flesh. A spirit gives birth. So when you were ordained, and when she's ordained, or when you are called, what was given birth to the spirit. Now, so why do I then send her out? The Spirit of God. Over the surface of the deep. And God said, let there be light. Listen to me now. That was proverbial. What God said was, let there be Jade. Let me tell you why. God will now later come back and say, you are the light of the world. They didn't hear me, Lord. What caused the darkness that was upon the face of the deep? A war has happened in heaven. Satan has fallen. All the thrones were destroyed. Now God needed light. He said the lesser light will rule by the day and the greater light by the night. He called Jade on the day called the sun. So I was talking about the book of Job. The book of Job, he said, have you been to the storehouse? He said, have you been to the storehouse of light? Have you been to the abode of darkness? He was talking about people. Someone say, I don't believe that. If you don't believe that, then you haven't read John chapter 2. He said, and in the latter days, after he said, I will pour out my spirit, he said, who are these that march forth? He said, the sun is darkened because of them. Because there is a gathering. You know why there will be darkness upon the face of the earth? Isaiah 60. Arise and shine, for your light has come. You know why? The sun's called light would have gathered in one place. The unity of the church will bring darkness to the world. You didn't hear what I just said? I said the unity of the church, the lights are gathering. So each time someone joins you and it's a light, we've withdrawn one light from the world. You are the one, you walk where now again? EY. You are the one keeping EY. EY is not the one keeping you. The moment I withdraw you from EY, we've taken one light out. So the first commission of the church, of an apostle, is to withdraw lights from the world and stand upon the mountains of God. You stand upon the mountains of God and tell the world you need us now. Why would NGP, New Gen Party, shine? It's very simple. All this light will begin to beckon to other lights. All the political parties in London City today, UK, they are all confused. See people decamping. I've heard people say, I've been a Labour Party member for 60 years. and now I've left. They are looking for light. Now light is gathering. As you are gathering, the world is getting more confused. The nations of the nations, the rulers of the nations are in this house now. That's why you became born again. That's what the church before us did not understand, sir. They thought we became born again so that we can sing good songs in church. No, because it is so that we can be the light there. So Jesus was going and Jesus said, when I was in the world, I was the light. I was the one God called when he said, let there be light. The entrance of your word gives light. What is the word? In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and God was the word. So Jesus is the light. But then Jesus turns to you and says, when I was in the world, I was the light of the world. He said, but now you are. He said, so therefore, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and praise your Father who is in heaven. Meaning, without your light walk, there's no Father. There is no Father. They won't see God if they don't see your walk. Oh, you didn't hear me. Where we come from, we call God to come down. But God said, you are the light. I want to stop now. We were not trained to be light. We were trained to be good sons and daughters of our parents. But a time came in the life of Joseph that the light of Jacob was too dim. And God induced him with a sleep. Just like he did to Adam, who was the earth. And God showed him the moon and the sun. And God told Adam, this great light will bow to you. Do you see the interpretation of that dream? It was his brothers and his father. They were the suns and the moon. Second evidence that the light God called forth was human beings. The 12 tribe of Israel were the lights. But they bowed to Joseph, meaning the light that I call forth. The financial market will be dark until you shine. So, Satan understood his assignment very well. He knew his assignment is to sit on you from young age so that you can feel insignificant, so that you can feel like there is no big deal to your life, so that you can define yourself by your bad experiences. And God did not give you good experience. He did not create you to have good experience. He created you to be experienced. You didn't hear what I just said. I said, God did not make you to make you have good experience. You are supposed to be experienced. It's like the light saying, I don't have good experience with human beings. No, you experience the light. It is the light that gives experience and definition to life. Actually, scientists like Pastor Dami will tell you, color is some light, right? Your life is not colorful. You are the color of life. So, the moment you were born, Satan knew this is another light. Labor word is the calling for when, oh my God. When God said, let there be light, he said, let there be conception. It was the birth of light that commanded Mary. The entrance of your word gives baby born by the Spirit. They didn't hear me. Your elders are sleeping. The entrance of your word gives babies entrance. You remember Mary. How shall these things be? He has spoken to Mary. I feel the power of God right now, you know. But I want to stop preaching. He had spoken to Mary. When Mary said, be it unto me. Guess what happened? A light came in. Mary conceived the word right there. But you see, the earth has been damaged. So Mary had to go to labor because of what God said in Eden. Don't you just love the word? The same word was visiting Zacharias at the same time. His wife had been barren forever, but the entrance of your word. Why? Because John is a light. And when God speaks, he told you from Genesis, when he said, let there be light, because of the Spirit, light came. So it doesn't matter if Elizabeth was barren. When he has spoken that Elizabeth will conceive, the entrance of that word. So I'm telling you today that if angels can say to people that they will give birth, I stand as an apostle of God saying, you will rule nations. I didn't hear what you just said. What are you saying? I said you will rule nations. You will decree justice. You will rule the financial world. Shout it louder. Hallelujah. Mary, what certificate do you have to give birth to the Savior of the world? Huh? Talk to me, Spark Nation. For you notice you're calling brethren that not many noble, not many kingship born, but God has chosen the foolish things of this world. God has chosen those who have been abused. God has chosen those who have been molested. God has chosen you this afternoon. David, come David, go and rule Ghana. I'm prophesying this morning because of the Ark and the Levite. I'm prophesying this morning the rulership of nations is start by mobilizing on the street. Give them food, give them clothes, and give more food and give more clothes. Rule the nations. Take the scepter of judgment. Lord Havoc, come. I was watching Daniel Belgium. When Flesh gave birth to you, he gave birth to him in Belgium. He told me how he used to have to steal to feed his family. He came to London. I met him in Canary Wharf, yeah? I said, don't go back to Belgium. This opportunity. And he had to sleep in gym, sleep, and all that. Now he can help his family without stealing. Why? And you will wait. Yeah, that's fine. But listen to me. And someone will say, how is he able to do that? Flesh gave birth to flesh. But the spirit dimension that I sent you to, look at what Jesus will conclude with the spirit. Read on, my sister, quickly.
You should not be surprised at my saying.
Don't be surprised at what I just said. You must.
You must be born again.
Uh-huh.
The wind blows wherever it pleases.
Uh-huh.
You hear its sound.
You hear the sound.
But you cannot tell where it comes from.
Maliakata. Mazuskaliata. You know, since you became part of this house, you cannot tell where it comes from. You just hear. Spark Nation has this much effect. Where is it coming from? So on social media, they say Spark Nation just came out of nowhere. Someone said that church has existed for 3 months and he has so much money. I said, what you don't know is that sometimes you have 0.00 pounds. But it's like the wind. Oh my God. You hear the sound of the wind. God told me to tell you, Spark Nation, the nations are about to hear the sound. Maniata, the sound is about to get louder. Can I hear a roaring sound in these houses? Shout, shout, don't stop, shout. Wait. Thank you, Nelly. Get ready for me. NGP. It was being a movement of sound, but you are thinking, where is this new political party coming from? Where is it coming from? What is the source? One of the most digged for things on the internet is your source. People are looking for Iceberg Nation. Are they able to do all this? How do you get thousands of young people into a house? A person born of the Spirit. Forget the flesh. The flesh has no profit. Forget the flesh. Forget your talent. Talk about the man of the Spirit. A man that is like the wind. I'm speaking to spirits right now, right? New Gen Party is a spiritual thing. It is not a carnal thing. Otherwise, you cannot compete with Labour Party. But as people of the Spirit, you can bring Labour Party down to its knees. Did you hear what I just said? It's a wind thing. I don't have time to talk about the wind. It's just moving. I've seen wind destroy a whole house before. Tore big mansions into pieces. Shredded a whole city. Near a man born of a woman born of the Spirit. Your Hollywood transition is a wind movement. You cannot tell. Speak to me, Pastor.
Where it comes from?
Uh-huh.
Or where it is going?
You can't tell where it's going. This thing is just moving. There's about to be a mighty wind in this house in a moment. God told me in the nations of the earth, a new youth movement about to take the seat of power, about to change. People say Nigeria and Africa cannot change. No, the change is here now. From the whole of West Africa, from Nigeria to Sierra Leone, to Ghana, talk to me, to Congo. You're not talking to me this afternoon. The wind is going to blow. It may look like it's coming from London City, but no, it's coming from Spark Nation, the nations of the world. When Pastor Moses, I will send you forward as a pastor today. And listen to me. Today, yeah? Today, I will ordain you as a pastor today, right? You know why? You know why? If we're going to do this together, you must carry the mantle of a shepherd. I mean, I love your company that does 60 billion or whatever. I love it. But you see, the asset is the shepherding spirit. Are you listening to me today? And there is no better day to ordain him than the day I'm ordaining the third gen. Meaning, Mr. Moses, you will rule the next generation with the staff of authority, and everything you have done in the past will look like child's play because of the ark and the lever. Is there a witch shout in this house? Guess what? My first service in Nigeria, 5,000 to 10,000 young people. I believe in Lagos. We will then confirm your ordination there. Are you listening to me? The first service in Lagos will be titled Speak to the Nations. My first service in Lagos is time to speak to the nations. I want the television stations beaming it live. London Church, 3,000 of you will be connected and listen to what we are doing in Africa. Take the nations, give them a praise.
Something's moving.
me sit down for a minute. I'm closing now. God told me to tell you, in a moment, as these precious people are standing, every young person in this house, you are not born again. And you know it. Before I start ordination, I want you to begin to run to the altar. And these are the people that will receive you. Zainab, come. From a Muslim background, she becomes a pastor today. Come to this side. How old are you, Zainab? How old are you? 19. She did Islam very well. And kudos to Islam. But now she's going to do pastoring at the age of 19. With excellence, with focus, with light. Let me stop by saying this to you. The day you were born, a light came, but darkness rushed at you. Because that's the work of darkness. Even God, the first thing he saw was darkness. So even you, the first thing you will see about your life is all those darkness. But believe me, that's not who you are. You are light. So when you come to the altar today, and I want all movement to stop, you came to become light, the beacon of hope. You are not looking for direction, you are directions. I give this church a charge as we go to the nations of the earth. And we already know what to do. We had our Nigerian meeting till late yesterday, hours until I felt fainting. The nations will hear that you paid for a research here and took it to the nation. And why would you not then make someone like Mr. Moses a pastor? He prophesied here and said, UK is too small for you. For 10 years in UK. The next generation, Pastor Sam and Tammy, Oni and Opie, and Toby Jr., and Nathan and Ebo, and Martin and all of you, will move London City to the next stage. Is that Tammy? You just got married. How are you back in church today? They told me you are a soldier and you've really proven that. Power Base knows how to train soldiers, you know. He's back to church on Sunday. That's spark. Congratulations, though. Proud of you. You know why I couldn't come? We were fighting a battle in Croydon. You know that, right? I want all movement to stop. You want to give your life to Jesus before we get into the ordination now. Today's ordination is so special. It's the Ark and the Levite. It's our dangerous giving Sunday. It's everything. You want to now respond to that light. You have to leave where you are and come to light. Those who are standing in front of you have become light. You have drugs in your pocket. You have whatever you have. And those of you who have been light and you backslidden, because darkness was rushing at you, rushing. Darkness is everywhere. Social media, everywhere. Darkness. Darkness confusing people. Today is your day. Today, all those story changes. And this is your moment. I'm waiting for just 50 people. And we only have 5 minutes.